even off camera, we got to do the handshakes.
We have to. You know, it's never actually for the camera. It's just for us.
It's never been for the camera.
It's never been for the camera.
But people think it is.
It's not.
Who's people?
You guys, guess who it is? What's up?
Nothing.
Why are you giggling over there?
Well, nothing. I'm just feeling good. I feel like...
Do you feel nervous to be here?
No, I'm not nervous to be here at all, but I feel very chatty.
You feel very chatty?
Yeah, I feel very chatty, which is great for the episode.
It's great for the episode, especially because I don't know if I'm feeling like super chatty yet.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah, I've been kind of like in my computer all day. I have like other work like looming over me today. I had to cut down a whole 8 hour, not episode, but like I had 8.5 hours of footage that I have to cut down to at least like 40 minutes.
And what footage is that? What kind of footage?
It's from Lisbon. It's from the Lisbon retreat that I attended. So It's for the YouTube video. And I just didn't realize that I filmed like 8.5 hours worth of footage. Actually, it was more. It was like almost 9.
I mean, that's a good thing.
How is that a good thing?
It's a good thing. Because it's always better to have more than less.
Yeah, but I think I took it too far where like I'm always paranoid that I'm not going to have enough. But I think this is like... paranoia to the next level.
Yeah.
But so I'm good to chat. Let's just get right into it, right? Welcome back to the What's the Juice podcast. I am Alia Zaitza, if you forgot, or if this is your first time listening to the pod, and I'm over here with my life partner, business partner, roommate,
best friend,
bestie, husband.
Hi, my name is Joao. Joao. Yes, it's appropriate for this episode. Joao Ikoto. I hope I'm saying that right.
Joao.
To all my Portuguese and Brazilian people out there, guys, this is my name.
I feel like you need to say the N more. Joao.
Ooh, that was good. That was good.
Yeah. I might be totally wrong. But yeah, obrigada. For being here.
Yes, thank you so much. Obrigado for being here. Seriously, I have to say my part.
Yeah, you do. And guys, we have so many things to get into about this trip. Because it was really long. Like we ended up being in Lisbon for like five days.
I just want to like stop you real quick. I'm really hot right now. Can we either like...
How can you be so hot right
now? Hot. Every time you're hot, I respect it. But then every time I'm hot, it's like... you're questioning why I'm hot.
It makes no sense because I just turned off the AC and the AC said there was 60 degrees in here.
Okay, but when you're hot or cold, what do I ever say? I'm like, okay, babe, so what we got to do? You want to open a window? You want to turn this off? But whenever I feel anything, you're like, but how, babe?
Okay, I just don't want to turn on the AC because it's so loud. And I feel like I can't hear you talk or me talk. So do you want to open the window?
I'm just going to be hot. I mean, the window is actually louder. If you open it with all the working outside, it's actually louder.
Okay, we'll turn the AC on.
The AC on? Just real quick. Thank you so much. Alia is currently getting up for the AC. And honestly, don't even put it down all the way to like 60. You know, you can put it as like 62. Big difference. All right, welcome back.
I don't know how it's possible that Yoni and I have such different body temperatures. Like, we run at completely different levels.
Your blood is hot. Like, when Ali is sleeping and I touch, like, her arm, like, you feel like there's just heat in her
body.
But
what's crazy is that doesn't make sense now it's where like, why you are hot and I'm not hot. If I'm like running hot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I wanted to, since you guys, there is no video. Okay. I think you guys already know that. But I'm wearing a very special shirt right now.
You're wearing a very special shirt?
Yeah. I'm wearing a very special shirt.
Okay.
Have you noticed what shirt it is?
I mean, I guess I'm looking at it right now. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Lupita Pizzeria. I'm so annoyed today, guys.
Yeah. Okay. Yoni's like.
No, well, it's just a shirt. I love buying merch from places and like companies and brands, and it can be corny. It could be super random. I like to have that shit.
Do you want to tell us what Lupita Pizza is?
Lupita Pizza is...
Because we're not there yet. Like, okay. You're skipping so many, like, okay. steps in these stories.
Okay, let me just skip ahead a little bit. But this is Lupita Pizza in Lisbon. One of the greatest pizzas I've had in my life, in my little life.
You would say?
It's up there. Don't act like it's not up there. Yeah, but we're going to get there.
Yeah, it's quite good. Okay. Yeah, and when we were there, Yoni saw all the people working in the restaurant wearing these shirts.
Mm-hmm.
First thought he had is, do they sell these shirts? This is like classic Yoni. We go to a coffee shop. We go to a pizza spot. We go to like anywhere. Actually, anywhere that like sells merch when we're traveling. It's usually a coffee shop or like one of those casual style restaurants. When we were in Kyoto, I remember we went to a coffee shop and I bought a mug that said like Kyoto Coffee Company, something like that.
Yeah.
And you were looking at the t-shirts. Like you're always looking because you just want some shit to say like either like made in something or like from this or established in this country or city.
I just like to have something that you can only purchase if you're there.
Yeah, I get that. So you bought this, it was so funny. You bought this t-shirt from the pizza spot when we were like having the dessert.
No, the guy was serving us and stuff like that. And then I looked at his shirt. I was just like, hey, can I ask you a question? Do you guys sell these shirts? Actually, I didn't know if they sell them, but I knew that they had them like hung up on the wall.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, do you guys sell these? He was like, yeah. And I was just like, yeah, how much? He was like $20. I was like, oh, okay, can I get one? And then he went to the back and shit. And then he was like, yeah, we don't have any shirts left. The ones that are on the wall are the last ones. And there were like three of them.
And you know, they've been sitting there.
So first thing I'm thinking like, okay, cool. Let me just grab one, right? What size is it? Large. I was like, okay, perfect. Grabs it with a long stick. People probably looking at like, yo, who is buying this shirt with all the like pizza smoke on it, right?
Well, that and also it's like, who's just buying a t-shirt? Like when they're having dinner at a pizzeria, you know, it's like you just, I don't know. It's just funny.
It was so
funny. It's like you're that guy that buys a t-shirt. Like most of the people look and they're like, damn, who would even buy this t-shirt?
I don't care. I like this t-shirt. I actually cropped it a little bit. It's nice. What does it say? When in Lisbon, Lupita Pizzeria. And then in the back, it has like a slimy, cheesy pizza.
Maybe
logo.
Don't say slimy.
Why not?
Slimy is like not a positive flavor.
Melty.
Melty cheese, right? Melty cheese slice.
So I got that. The guy gave it to me. I paid him cash. And then I was just like, okay, cool. Thank you very much. And then like when we left the restaurant, I was wondering about the smell of the shirt.
Yeah.
I was like, I just want to smell the shirt to see if it smells like Lupita Pizza.
Did you wash it?
So yeah, I definitely washed it because I don't know how long that's been up there.
It's probably been up there ever since they made those shirts.
Yeah,
like they made those shirts, and those are the ones that they sampled. Like, oh, let's put those up.
That was the display, right?
Yeah, it's been a display since they made these
that
t-shirts.
That is crazy.
If you go to years,
yeah. If you go to Lupita Pizza today, if you live in Lisbon or Portugal, or next time you visit there, go to Lupita Pizza and look up on the wall. If you see two shirts, just know there were three shirts, and I bought the third one.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But let's get into... I want to talk about the apartment we stayed in. Okay, we ended up splitting our stay between two different apartments because I later, when I was like doing research, it wasn't until later in my research that I found this really nice, like, two-bedroom, top floor, skylight, beautifully decorated. Like, if there would be, there couldn't be a more perfectly decorated place. Yeah. It was, like, the ceilings were, what do you call it? Like, the ceilings were, oh my God, what's the word? Like, it's on the top floor, so the roof, they're vaulted.
Yeah.
They're vaulted ceilings because...
Vaulted, for the people who don't really speak English that well, what does vaulted mean?
Google it because it's like the roof.
It's like a triangle. It's like a triangle shape.
Yeah, because you're at the roof.
Okay. Yeah.
So then like there's windows in the vaulted ceiling, which is the roof. So then they're kind of like sideways on an angle.
Yeah.
And then that lets in beautiful light. So there was windows like all around the apartment. And it was just like beautifully decorated and everything was like wood, but it was like used wood. It wasn't new.
I feel like nothing in that apartment was new.
No, nothing in it was new. Everything was like used, had been there or just somewhere else and they took it from somewhere.
took
it. Stole it. And it was like, you could just tell. I'm so curious if somebody actually like lives in there or not, because in the, like on the like house manual, it said like, please be careful. Like somebody, this is like someone's home. But I don't know if they just said that because I don't know.
I think so. It looked very lived in.
It did look, but it could also be like just, that's the difference between like Airbnbs in Europe and then Airbnbs in like the US. It's actually a joke how Airbnbs are decorated here. Maybe there's some in Europe like that too. I don't know. But here it's like you have literally just like no care or thought put into the decor. It's all just IKEA furniture and the most like basic. You have like two forks. You have like, there's no character. There's no like, that's definitely not someone's home. That's like someone bought it and they just wanted to make it into an Airbnb and they gave less of a shit. Like,
yeah, no, I totally agree with that. But I disagree a little bit with the IKEA slander.
Why? Nobody should have an all IKEA only house, period. Where you can just tell that they bought everything from IKEA and then they have like colorful like pillows and is just like basic.
It depends where in life you are. I think to some people IKEA is the best, is the most affordable.
I'm talking about as an Airbnb. Like, I don't want to stay in an Airbnb that looks like everything's from IKEA. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, I get that.
Like, I want to see like some frames on the wall that aren't like stock photos.
Damn,
you know what I mean? Like just some books or something, like books that have been read.
Yeah. Well, if you listen to this and you work at IKEA, shout out to you, okay?
Shit, no, hey, we have IKEA shit in this house.
Yeah, we do.
You always think that I'm talking shit about IKEA. I'm talking shit about the people that only buy IKEA 100%. Only and don't, like, go find, like, an old something from somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get it. I get what you're saying.
That's all I'm saying. But this apartment was amazing. If you're curious, it was in the Principe Real. I think it's how you call it, Principe.
It's probably like Principe.
I don't know. Because also, listen, when we were on this entire trip, right, we were trying to figure out how to pronounce anything. And it's like, usually when I'm reading Italian or like Spanish, those two are quite easy to pronounce because you somewhat read them as they're written. You know?
Especially Spanish. I don't know about Italian.
Italian, like, Italian too. Just you got to know how to like emphasize on like which syllable.
I know, but in Spanish, you don't got to know shit. You just got to read.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if you know how to read, you can read Spanish.
Yeah, exactly. You just got to put a little Spanish vibe to it. Like, just guess what the vibe would be.
Yeah.
But with Portuguese, it was not like that at all.
Yeah, it was very different.
And there were many times in my YouTube video where I like mispronounced a lot of things. And then if I did go Google, like, you know, how to pronounce something, Google would give you the Brazilian Portuguese translation or like pronunciation, which is very different than Portuguese from Portugal. So that was a little tough.
Yeah.
That was a little tough there. But
I don't know why I always, some reason, and I know it's not, but Spanish and Portuguese, I thought they were similar, but they're not.
No.
But I don't know why, growing up thinking, oh yeah, it's neighbor countries, probably the same.
Yeah, and because there's like, you know, there's influence, probably there's a lot of like, you know, food and stuff that's similar, like just similar vibes, because they are neighboring countries, you know?
Yeah.
I want to talk about when we arrived in Lisbon. In the airport, it was daytime. We got there at like 10. We got out of the airport around like noon, and I think we got to our apartment at like 1 p.m. And we were able to like go directly to like check in. And you guys, we were so tired.
We were so tired. But before we even got up to the airport, I just want to say this: we are on, was that fourth floor or fifth floor?
I don't know. That's the thing. I always get confused in the, like, here, the first floor is like the first floor after going up a floor.
Yeah.
But in Europe, the first floor is the second floor.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart. check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
So, like, if you go up a flight, one flight of stairs, that's the second floor.
Oh, I get you.
And the first floor is, like, the ground floor.
Yeah.
So, we were on the top. It might have been the fourth or the fifth. I don't know.
And the way up there seemed like it was like on the 10th floor, I think. Because of just like carrying like the luggages up there. It wasn't...
And you know Yoni was carrying that shit.
Yeah, no, it wasn't fun. But once we got up there, I'm like, okay, cool. I know we're going to be up in this apartment for a minute. I'm going to take my nap.
Okay.
And you're like, okay, cool. Part of the story.
I'm listening. I don't know like what you're getting into.
No, I just wanted to say that going up those stairs and then trying to open up the door was like the hardest thing. Like, remember how we couldn't open a door?
Yeah, no, the door was like old school. Like, this building was old, but it was nice.
Yeah.
But then you have like no elevator, you know, it's like pick and choose your battles. I also feel like in Lisbon, they probably have no new buildings. Like,
I haven't seen any.
No. Like, I don't think there's any elevators there.
No, that's not true. There are elevators.
I mean, I don't know. I would be curious to see like a new, like, what does like an office building look like? Because I didn't see any.
No,
everything just looked like old, but in a good way.
No, in the most perfect, beautiful way. Are you kidding me?
No, like, I didn't want, it would be such an eyesore to see like a random like glass building or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, you were saying we got to the Airbnb. Yoni wants to tell you about this crazy, crazy nap. One of the craziest naps probably of his life.
You think so?
I mean, I think so from the outside. Yeah.
From the outside? Well, let me tell you, this is very true. I don't even know what happened right before this nap, but I just remember laying down on the bed. We opened up all the windows in the apartment, so the wind was circulating through the apartment like a tornado.
Yeah, there was a crazy breeze.
I was just like, this is exactly what I need.
And it was hot outside, too.
Yeah.
So we had been, like, sweating, trying to, like, figure out, like, which building it is, carrying the luggage. Then Yoni went up the stairs with the luggage. So it's, like, it's been a tough time. And this is, like, post-travel.
Yeah.
You know? And we got there, like, in the middle of the day in Lisbon. So it's not like it's nighttime and we can relax. Like,
no.
There's potential left in the day to like go outside and do stuff.
There was a lot of potential.
Yeah, it's like, especially because it's light there for quite a while.
Yeah. Anyways, I took the nap. For how long was it? Like
2 hours.
Yeah, to me, that's a good nap. I don't really take naps.
I don't think 2 hours is a nap.
2 hours is a nap. Like 30 minutes to me is not a nap.
That's
it's
a nap.
Like 30 minutes, I'm just getting to the party. Like 30 minutes is like, okay, cool. This is what we're doing right now.
And I don't know if I don't remember talking about it. I was not planning on napping. I was planning on staying up so that I could like go to sleep, you know, with everybody there. But then little did I know, I go over there was two bedrooms. So I was like unpacking, I was putting away my things, I was taking like photos in the apartment, all that stuff. And then I go to Yoni's.
This whole time I'm out.
Yeah, and then I go to like Yoni's room and he is asleep, like hard, like deep. And he has like his shirt on, but it's like pulled up, you know? And then it's like his stomach is like out and he's like spread with like his legs are just like, he's all over that bed, right? And there's like
a breeze.
Yeah, your arms are like above your head.
You know someone is sleeping good when their arms are like above their head.
Yeah.
And they sleep on their back.
And the light, like the sun was like shining in, but because there was a breeze too, because all the windows were open, it was like not too hot. And he was like sleeping so good.
It was amazing.
So then I laid next to you and I was like, okay, let me like sleep for a little bit.
Because that nap looked good. You were like, damn, let me get some of that nap too.
Yeah. And I was tired, you know, because like at that time, I don't even know what. It has been, like, people have been sleeping this whole time back home. And I think I slept for, like, 30 minutes or so, too. But then I woke up because I was like, I want to, like, go outside. I want to see, like, what's going on. You know, I'm big on not wasting the travel time.
Yeah, I know that. I know that.
So I'm, like, trying to wake your ass up, but it's not working. Like, when Yoni, that's one thing, is it's really hard to wake Yoni up. Like, you're so unwakeable.
Yeah, I take my sleep seriously.
Like, if you I wake up. If you tell me, like, okay, babe, like, we gotta go, it's like, I wake up. But you have to wake Yoni up, like, 7 times before you actually, like, get him to wake up.
It depends on the activity. But we're not gonna go there, okay?
I mean, we did.
It depends on the activity. Yeah, okay, so yeah. Nap was amazing, cool. I wake up and I was like, you know, let's just go outside. And you weren't filming that first day.
No, I've decided that that's just my thing. Like, I never film on the first day.
Like that.
Because then you get to really, like, have the first day to yourself. You get to have the experience, the lay of the land, without feeling like you have to be, you know, like, telling people shit where that you don't even know shit yet, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm about to tell you something and I'm just like, I don't even know where we are.
Like, what you talking about? I don't think I was recording either.
No, the first thing we needed was food.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
do you remember the first thing we ate? The first meal we had?
I'm Alia. Is that even a question?
Okay.
I remember everything we ate, the name of it.
What is it called? The first
place. We went to Bon Jardin.
See, and I wouldn't remember that.
And it's like in Portugal, this peri-peri, like, rotisserie chicken style thing is like what they call, like, their fast food there.
Huh.
In the sense that it's just like, it's a classic, like, go-to, you have it, like, all the time. It's relatively cheap. I don't know. From my research, like, that's kind of what I understood by it. But we went and it was... Let me tell you about something about this trip is somehow we got so lucky with lines. This is the first time I've ever traveled anywhere somehow we've arrived at every spot we went to before there was a line.
That was the place that was kind of like at the end of a hill, right? Like,
yeah.
It was like, okay.
Cool, and there was nobody in line. And there was like 3 tables that were open, outside, mind you. And we just, like, walk up. I think maybe there was, like, a party that was, like, waiting to be sat.
Yeah.
And they got sat, and then it was our turn. And then I think we had maybe just, like, just put our order in where we got, like, the classic chicken with the sides, fries, all that stuff. And then, little do you know, there's, like, people starting to line up. And while we're eating, the line gets so long.
It's as if, like, everybody had a group chat and they were like, all right, cool, let's go now.
Like, we're going right now.
Yeah.
And if we would have, like, slept a little bit longer or taken longer to get ready or something.
We would have been in the back of that line.
We would have been in that line. Yeah. And the thing about lines, especially, like, when you're traveling, too, because maybe not that day, but in general, like, when you're traveling, you're walking a lot. You're, like, trying to see a bunch of things. And then you have to, like, wait in line.
It's like I'm wasting my time. If I'm traveling and I'm standing in line, like, I could be seeing some new
Yeah, shit. Exactly. And that's something that I feel like, was it in Japan? In Japan, we were in lines quite a bit.
Yeah, we were.
Especially
for that pizza line. Like, we were trying to get that pizza one night and we kept going
back.
Oh,
in Japan.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I think that might be the only place in Lisbon that we waited in line for real for like an hour. And it was for Lupita Pizza.
Oh, yeah. That was definitely an hour. And it was worth it.
It was worth it. I think it's also because it might have been a weekend too.
Yeah. It was just like one of those, I don't know what that street is called. I forgot. Like,
Sao Paulo.
Like
that's what the street is called.
Rua de Sao Paulo.
Okay. I don't think that's French, but.
No, it's not French.
Rue? That's how you say street in French.
Yeah, but that's how they call street
I don't
too.
Know.
It's R-U-A or something. I just didn't know how to say it. Maybe it's not
oh,
R-U-A.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
See, you're trying to come at me. You didn't even know. I took a picture of it. I remember.
Okay. Fair. But let's talk a little bit about food, you know, just real quick. I would say the big thing for this trip was the fact that we had octopus, which is something I really wanted to try. Because you want to have seafood where people have seafood. So you want to go to a country that has a lot of sea or ocean access. And Portugal and Lisbon is known for seafood all around. So, of course, we had to have our good share of it. And I just feel like octopus is one of those things that, like, you have to have it right.
What made you want to try octopus? Because me, growing up until now, I never thought I would try octopus ever in my life. I still can't believe that I had it.
And that it was fucking good.
It was amazing. Listen, octopus, if you just Google octopus and you see how it moves and what it does.
We all know how it moves. You don't have to Google it.
It's like it makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, I know.
So to then eat it, like,
that's one of those. It's so alien.
Yeah. So that's like one of those things I was just like, I don't want to have anything to do with it. I never want to see it in real life. I never want to touch it, whatever. But man, I'm telling you, like, the way they fried that thing up, whatever they did to it,
yeah,
salt,
they just
pepper,
grill it. We went to this restaurant.
I didn't know what to expect. That was the cool thing about it. You take a bite. I don't know what the texture was going to be. Is it going to be like super chewy? I thought it was going to be chewy.
Yeah, it's chewy when you cook it for too long.
Oh, okay. Because that one was like, it had like a crisp outside, but then the inside had like a...
It was
like a perfect bite.
Yeah. No, they cooked that shit perfectly. And then they like drenched it in this like garlic that was cooked in this oil. It was a little bit too much oil for me, but it worked because it was just like drenched in garlic. Think like confit garlic on top of that entire thing. And there was some potatoes.
So,
and then we also had some really good shrimp. We had some tuna ceviche. We had a gazpacho there, which if you don't know, gazpacho is like a cold soup.
Wait, what was the name of that spot?
That was the first restaurant on like the first official day. It was called like Frade dos Mares or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch my video, you can see like all the everything that we're talking about. You can actually like see the visuals of it.
Like when it's happening.
When it's happening, yeah, and what it looks
except
like.
Except my nap. Do you feel my nap? Imagine you film my nap with my shirt off.
I mean, I feel like it would have been, I should have taken a photo so we could, but this is not even video. Never mind. I was going to say like put it on screen or like post it on Instagram and be like, you only know what this photo is if you listen to the pod.
If you listen to the episode, yeah.
But yeah, so we had octopus for the first time.
That place was so good. Everything we had there was good. The guys that were working there was very, very nice.
Yeah.
Were very nice.
Yeah, there was a couple. They were like telling us, they were telling you like music to listen to.
I was asking them about like, so what do people here in Portugal like listen to? Like the real locals, give me like a few names of what you listen to.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, okay, cool. So he went to the back as we're eating and stuff like that. I guess like he was just taking his time to like, you know, he wrote like a note. And then he came back to our table like maybe 15 minutes later.
Yeah.
And then he was like, here, these are the guys. I wish I had the paper with me. I would read them right now. But
the paper is somewhere though, because I saw it when we like unpacked. You put it like somewhere. Yeah.
I just want to know like, because you can go on Spotify and be like, okay, Portuguese, like local music, Portuguese, you know, it's going to give you like a day playlist.
Because
we
know a lot of our Brazilian music. Which
yes.
is in Portuguese,
right.
You know? And we love that Brazilian music so
yeah.
much.
So it's always different hearing it from someone who actually lives there, and that's just their life. That's just, you know.
Yeah,
so
exactly. One thing when it comes to traveling is if you don't do any of the touristy stuff, which we truly didn't, I did that specifically because I know Yoni doesn't like to, like, do like a tour or like a, you know,
why,
thing or whatever.
Why do you think I don't like that?
You
just
don't.
Because of the attitude that
I mean,
jokingly giving you in Barcelona.
I mean, I guess, yeah. But also like,
because it
I
was
don't
so funny. We had the headpiece, like one, not even two. It was just like one on the side.
Yeah.
Like we're in 2002. And then the lady was talking to us. Can everybody hear me? It was
I would
just
say
funny.
Like something about this trip, I really was trying to take it extra chill. I think I was still like tired from the Japan trip because we did so much like seeing all the temples and all the shrines and like all the things that
all the food.
I mean, the food, I will go to the food any and all trips.
Don't get tired of that.
No, that's why I travel. But but when it came to like touristy stuff, like waiting in line to like see a building or something, I was like, honestly, I just wanna not do that this time.
That's something I can't do. Waiting in line to see a building. I can see it from like far. Like I can see it. I don't have to touch it. When I go somewhere,
okay,
I don't have to. I'm not that person who travels and like wants to touch the building and be like,
okay, it's not about touching it, it's about seeing the inside.
Yeah.
And it depends like where you are. I don't know, something about, this might be totally wrong, but something about Lisbon didn't give me like, I didn't really hear anybody talking. And that's because I also didn't do a lot of research, which was nice because I kind of just went in blind, which is so not my usual style of traveling.
No, it's not.
But I just, like, honestly didn't have time. And I just wanted to, like, this was so much. This is the first time that I think in my adult life I traveled to, like, a new place. But it felt like a vacation and an exploration in, like, a good balance.
I mean, ever since you turned 26, you've been very chill on travel. Like,
I mean, it's the first trip since I turned 26.
So. I know. So this is exactly what I'm saying. Like, your demeanor is like, it's just more like, okay, cool. Like, you'd be like, okay, like, where do you want to go? And then I would say something and then we would go there. Usually it's like, Alia got the list.
Yeah.
And then we just go one by one. We hit all the spots. But, and as you know, if you listen to the podcast long enough, that's not my style necessarily. I'm almost down for it because me, I'm just a chill guy, you know?
Yeah, you are like, just a chill guy.
But that's not my style, but I'll go with it. Like, fuck it, you know? But me, I love to kind of just like go to a place and then just see what happens. Let's walk here. Oh, this place looks kind of nice. Let's walk in and find out what it is. Instead of being like, Google review, what does it say?
Okay,
what
does this person say? Wait. With food, you only have so many meals. And somehow we only ate twice a day every day because like we woke up, we were pretty jet lagged. So we woke up quite late, like the first few days. Mm. So we were like, we woke up too late for breakfast. So then we would kind of have like brunch and then we wouldn't be hungry until like dinner. So then we would only eat twice a day. So I'm like, you only have two meals a day for those 4 or 5 days. That's like not a lot of time to eat.
To gamble, right?
So I'm not trying to gamble with any of these meals to just be like, oh, this place looks good. Like, let's walk in. If a place looks good, I'm going to just see what people are saying about it.
You want to go to the heavy hitters?
No, but it's like, even if we walk by something that looks good, like there was a restaurant, I'm pretty sure that like in one of the last nights, we like walked up these stairs and there was this like woman like singing.
Yeah, that was, and it was such a vibe.
It was like out of a movie. And
it was amazing.
We like reached this restaurant that was on the way to, I think, another restaurant. We're like, damn, like this looks so good. So then I pull out my phone, I look up the restaurant, and I'm like, oh shit, good ass reviews, hella people talking about this and that. All right, let's go. But we couldn't go because they were closing in like an hour and a half and their like waiting list was already full.
I was so mad. Like when I went to go ask, like when you were in like back there a little bit. I went up to the line and then this lady, I was waiting for someone because I know they're running around. It's hella busy.
Yeah, and it's a small place too.
So I'm just standing out by the door and then like this lady comes and stands right in front of me. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did see that.
And I'm looking at her like,
I mean, either way, they were full.
Yeah, I know, but how can you do that? Like, what do you think I was waiting on?
I don't know.
You know, I didn't say anything to her. And then she started to talk to the person. And then he told her, no, we don't have a spa. But I was thinking in my head, like, if there was a spa.
She would get it.
Yeah, but I was going to say something. There was no way she was going to get it. Mm. Are you kidding me? Anyways, so, but yeah, that I really wanted to try that.
I really wanted to go to that place, too. It was such a vibe. It was like, I don't know, something about it just seemed like the food would be amazing.
What is it called? So people know. Do you remember?
I have to look on my phone.
Oh, I'm just testing your memory because you're so
good.
Well,
we
good,
didn't eat
you know?
There. If we ate there, I probably would have remembered.
That's when the clock's in, right?
Yeah. But yeah, the food was absolutely amazing. I feel like we had octopus another time too. It was right before the meetup, which we'll talk about. Don't worry. When we got that octopus salad, it was like just cut up octopus with like a bunch of... You don't remember because you were stressed that we were going to be late for the meetup.
Oh, yeah, we were.
And we were like, yeah, we were. And we were sitting upstairs and then they kept like not coming to take our order.
Oh, I remember.
And then also it was a cash only place and I only had enough cash for like the meal we ordered and we didn't have enough like to tip and it was like a whole thing and...
We didn't know. The thing with that place is that we didn't know that we have to tell them, hey, we are ready to order. Because we were waiting for a minute.
Well, for that, and also, hey, we are ready to pay. Like, that. The thing in, I don't know if it's all of Europe.
Hey.
But, like, they don't come to you when you're done eating.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that because I feel like I can just have my conversation. I can just chill. And then whenever we're ready to go, excuse me, can we have the bill, please? Instead of, like, in America, as soon as you finish, hi, would you like anything else? No, okay. Okay, here's the bill, but take your time, though. It's like they rush you, but then they don't really.
I mean, I don't think they rush you, but also it's like this is a place where you go eat. I'm not thinking I'm like going to chill here for another hour.
I like when people leave me alone after I eat.
No.
But if you listen to this and you work in like a restaurant business, I wonder if it's like a cultural
difference. Oh, it's definitely.
But here in America, like I know when they give you the bill here in America, they don't tell you, okay, get up now. But they just like they tell you, no, take your time. But something about the bill being there and you already paid.
But also it's like the service is over though.
I know, but it makes me feel like we're ready for you to leave.
No,
like,
I don't
we're ready
that
for
way.
You to leave so we can clean up and go on to the next.
Well, there's also that because if there are reservations, then you do have to close.
That is true.
Because there's someone else coming to sit.
Yes. Yeah, so it's kind of like not a great argument.
Well, for me, it's more just like, I don't feel like necessarily rushed. And I kind of feel like there's a service being offered to me. And it's like, now if I don't want anything else, why are we not wrapping it up?
But that's your choice. They give you the choice and you wrap it up when you want to.
Yeah, but you can pay the bill and still chill if the table's available.
Yeah, okay. It's interesting. I appreciate when they just kind of... Because after you're done eating, like in Europe, or at least
the places we went to... You won't see them.
They won't talk to you. They won't... It's just like you're not even there.
Yeah, it was the same in Copenhagen too.
I don't mind that, to be honest, but okay, I get it.
I'm just kind of looking around like, yo, is somebody going to come over here or what? Like, it feels like I have to go find them. Like, I have to get up.
No, it feels like, yo, y'all want this money or not?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I can get up right now and leave.
But, yeah, I mean, this trip in Lisbon, you know, we pretty much just, like, walked around and then we ate and then we walked around and we ate and we just hung out.
I took photos. I was filming a beautiful POV photography video, which I'm very, very excited for everyone to watch.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it, too.
And speaking of walking... There was uphill and then there was downhill.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think like it's not as bad as I thought because people told me, oh, you go to Lisbon, you better have good shoes.
No, I think it's not necessarily as bad, but it's definitely constant.
Okay, but it was okay. Like we're young, we're athletic. Like it wasn't like, oh my God, I don't know if we should make this trip because it's so like.
Okay, yeah. No, but who's talking about not doing the trip because of that?
Nobody.
It's more like definitely choose the right shoes. And also, let's talk about how every road in Lisbon is made with this like marble, like square, like pieces of marble. And they're so slippery.
They're so slippery.
So
like, I don't know how. I feel like it didn't rain while we were there, but.
It did actually one day, but yeah.
I guess we didn't walk on those because not everywhere.
It just wasn't like pouring.
Yeah. I wonder if they become even like more slippery.
I don't know.
I feel like a lot of people fall on those.
Well, it just doesn't make sense to choose that material. I mean, I guess it is beautiful. So I do get that. But in terms of like, what about like old people that have to like go up and down? Apparently, I saw this. I don't know where it was, whether it was on like YouTube or Reddit or something. But there's like elevators.
It's very different.
There's
YouTube
like public elevators that you can take. Instead of like going up and down the hill, you can like take an elevator down to like a business that is going to be like
in the ground.
No, like at the bottom, because the streets like,
you know, elevator can only go up and down. Right?
I know, but the streets like they go up and down, but they also go like around stuff.
Uh huh.
So, you know, like sometimes you're up and then you go down and then when you reach the down. There's like businesses there too. There's like buildings there too.
When you reach the down.
The bottom, I guess. Fuck.
Okay. No, I actually didn't read about that. That's real?
I saw someone write that somewhere. Oh. I don't know. But I was enjoying the hills because you just get the most beautiful views.
I thought you were about to say because you just get a workout in.
Oh, I mean, that's cool too. No, I don't really care that much about that. But no, you just have like the most incredible views. Like you never know when you're going to turn a corner and it's going to be like you can see the entire city like all the way to the water.
Which it happened one time.
It happened many times.
At the place where it says life is great or life is good.
Oh, well, that's like an actual viewpoint.
Okay, but it was randomly. We didn't know.
Oh, yeah. No, it was also like.
We were
like,
just walking. Just like, oh, wait. And then we just found
out like
about
it. It's like a huge. Which makes me like, I'm so. It's always so interesting. Like way back. I don't even know if it's thousands of years, but whenever there was no city.
Millions of years.
There was no city where Lisbon is now. Like, I'm wondering, the people that arrived there first and then were like, hey, we're going to build a city here. Uh-huh. Like, why did they choose a place that was so hilly? Like, what about it made them think like, oh, yeah, this is smart.
This is a great idea.
You know?
I don't know, but they did that shit.
No, they did that shit. It's crazy. I'm just always, it's like, amazing. Wondering. I mean, I get, like, I guess it's at the edge of Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So.
What does that have to do with anything?
No, so it's like, oh, it's like, in terms of, like, business, like, it makes sense. It's, like, by the water. There's a lot of fish that can come in, like trading.
Right. I mean, I don't know. Maybe fish can come in.
Usually, beside, like, food and walking and stuff that we do in a city, the next, like, the other activity that's left over, if you're not going to do anything touristy, is, like, shopping, which we didn't do a lot of shopping, if at all, because it was so hot. When you're on the street, like, you're already sweaty, and the last thing I want to do is go into a store where also, like, the AC wasn't that great over there, and the last thing I want to do is, like, flip through racks and, like, forget about trying shit on.
When I think of Lisbon, I don't think about shopping at all. I think about just being outside, seeing people, like, just did exactly what we did.
Yeah.
I don't think about going into a store or, like, ooh, I want to go into, like, this brand and find out about.
No, like, it's more like vintage shopping I'm talking. Yeah. Because there was, like, a really good vintage shop.
Yeah.
That I walked into and walked right out. I was too hot. It was actually kind of good.
No. I mean, it's great, but I did not think about that at all. Like, there's certain places in the world when I think about going and visiting, I don't think about shopping at all. When we went to Japan, I was like, oh, yeah, I need an extra suit bag. I need an extra suitcase.
Tote bag.
Or tote
Duffel
bag.
Duffel bag, yeah.
Speaking of a tote bag, I got a tote bag from this brand called Plus. I don't know if it's like 351 or 351. But it's a real cool store. I found out about it.
Well, you didn't get just a tote bag.
Well, let me get to the story.
No.
I got these really nice white pants.
Yeah.
I always want to get nice pants because they remind me of just like something about, I feel like a lot of Brazilian people and a lot of Portuguese people wear a lot of white. That's what I noticed. A lot
white.
Of white. Yes.
Yeah.
So like is that true?
Wide.
Is that true? Like, would
I mean,
you
I know in
that?
Brazil for New Year's, they wear all white.
I like, think it's so beautiful. Thing.
But I mean, I think you can just like give credit where credit is due that I've just been rocking the white pants lately.
Who, you?
Yeah.
I didn't get that because of that at all. Like, I wanted to get. No, I didn't. Yeah, don't give me that face. You guys don't see the face just give me right now. But I wanted to get like nice baggy, just like.
They're not baggy.
Yeah, they're kind of like loose, you know, but it makes you feel like it's. It's like summer.
Yeah, it's like a summery, even though it's funny because they're kind of this corduroy material.
But like very, very thin.
But like it's more that it's just the design of the fabric is like that, but it's not actually like a thick corduroy.
Yeah. And I remember there was a black one first before I even saw the white one. And I was like, this is really, really nice. I tried it on. I was just like, yeah, only if it was white. But you know, in that section, only the black one was there. So in my head, I'm thinking like, damn, I need something like this, but in white. So then the guy takes it and then he's like, yeah, so did you like it? I'm like, yeah, but I just need a white one like that. He was like, oh, we got a white version of this. I was just like, oh, shit, give it to me right now. I tried it on and that was it, you know? So, but then someone told me that this brand is very touristy.
Yeah, it was
it's
someone.
It's a beautiful brand, I think. It's a
I also
surf
got
brand.
Something. I got like a very nice striped shirt. The material was really like, I don't know. It was very like worn in and like soft.
I love that. Like it's.
I wore that so much like after I got it on the trip.
Yeah. I wonder what makes it touristy. I guess it's because it's.
I think it's probably just because like, I don't know if it's like a chain, but they probably mean like it's just like a really big brand that's made in Portugal and they really advertise as like a made in Portugal. But didn't that guy say that it's from Australia?
No. I don't think so. No.
Because it's like a surf
thing. The lady
thing.
That started it, she is a surfer and she went. She was inspired.
by Australia.
By the surf culture in Australia.
Right.
And then she came back to...
We just love that it's like made in Portugal, you know? Yeah. We're big on getting at least like one thing.
Yeah, someone from the meetup told us that. I forgot your name, but if you're listening to this, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I remember
about.
You too.
Yeah, right? And she was like, yeah.
She was like, yeah, that's not really
it. And I was so proud of my purchase.
I know.
And then someone tells you like, yo, this is a pretty touristy. But I get it. You know, it's okay. I appreciate you for telling me this. You know?
Yeah, next time I will ask, because I feel like I always miss out on like good vintage stuff, because vintage stuff is also way cheaper in Europe compared to the US.
Yeah.
But I was just so hot. And also, no space in that luggage.
No, yeah, no space at all.
No space. But I did have some space for some souvenirs. I did get like this like plate that you can grate garlic on.
I feel like you always get that. I feel like this is not the first time.
Get that. This is the first time I bought that.
Maybe you looked at it multiple times.
I looked at it in Japan.
Okay, because I remember this type of plate.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like you just need to buy like at least one thing.
One thing, yeah.
From there, we bought like a few things, and then I didn't buy anything when we went to Copenhagen, just because then the bag really was like bussing. It was
the bag was bussing.
It was full.
When the bag is so full, I'm always scared, because you know I like how you have to sit on it to close it.
Yeah.
Like put all the weight on it to close it.
Yeah,
even the extension.
It's gonna break.
Yeah, so I feel like you know how. When your bag is traveling and it's going through like different,
the plane and the
I'm always thinking like if it's gonna hit something at the perfect angle, it's just gonna pop open.
Yeah, and like what do you think they're gonna do?
I don't know, but all your shit will gonna be everywhere.
I think that I think when they do that, they like put it in like a box thing and then they give it to you.
Yeah.
Okay. There's one thing that I feel like we need to address, and it's the fact that I feel like there's certain food in Europe that just hasn't yet reached the level that we are so fortunate to have experienced here in the US.
I'm not sure where this is going, but
I already know people are going to be mad at me.
But I think I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Can I guess?
What?
Actually, no, I don't want to be wrong. I don't want to be wrong.
So when we're asking people like, you know, where to eat, stuff like that. I had this place recommended many, many, many times. And it's a taco place.
Taco place.
Taco.
Okay.
Mexican taco place. Mm. And there was one night, like, I feel like, you know, you eat the local food, you have the seafood, you have the traditional Portuguese stuff as much as you can, but you need a break from that. So that's why we had Lupita pizza that one night. We actually had it two nights. It was because it was so good.
It was good. I love the crust.
Yeah.
All the crust.
That's sourdough.
Yeah. Sourdough pizza is always, if you're ever getting a pizza anywhere, just ask them if they have sourdough pizza.
Well, it's either sourdough pizza or none. It's not like they have more than one option. Oh,
there's no place that they do both, right?
No.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. It's like if you do sourdough pizza, that's like your thing.
Yeah.
I lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah. So we had pizza. And then there was another night that we were tired. We didn't want to go to like a restaurant. We just wanted to do something like very chill, but still wanted to try something that people like were saying is good. So we went to this taco place that so many people were like, this is the best taco in Lisbon, blah, blah, blah. You guys, these tacos were like fine.
What is fine? Out of 10, what is fine?
It was like a 6.
Fine is not, 6 is not fine.
What's fine?
Fine is like 7 and above.
No, yes. I think 7, 8 is like good.
6 is not fine, because if you get 60 out of 100 on a test, you feel fine.
Okay, well, I feel like 10 out of 10 is like amazing.
Okay.
9 is really good. 8 is good. Okay, 7 is fine.
Okay.
And 6 is mid.
6
and 5 is like under mid.
6, it's like it could have been worse.
But it also wasn't great.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay, it was a 7. It was a 7. 6.5. I don't know, you guys. I just feel like there's certain cuisines that just have not yet made it to Europe the way that they should. Because there's also another story that we're not telling you now. We're saving it for
We're saving it for the Copenhagen episode.
Oh, yeah.
If you're on Patreon, you already heard that story.
Oh, wait, really?
Because it has to do with you not feeling so good, which is why this episode is really late, if you're wondering.
Oh, yeah. By the way, too, this is... It's been a rough week.
It's been a rough week. If you want to know about what this rough week's been, you can go on Patreon and listen to that episode. But yeah, I just feel like in general, you know, when I went to Paris, everybody was raving about this ramen place. And they were like, this is the best ramen. That shit was not ramen.
Wait, which one?
No, you didn't go. You weren't with me. I was with my friend when I went to Paris like 2 years ago.
Oh, I'm thinking like we had ramen in Portugal. No. But honestly, I thought what did I think about the tacos?
We ordered like also a lot because Yoni was really hungry. He's like, let's get 6 tacos. Because I think there's this thing for you that you think of tacos as like not a lot of food.
Anytime I think about a taco, I'm thinking it's like a bite. It's like a cool, it's like a snack.
Yeah. But
so
you
I'm like, I'm looking at the menu. I'm like, give me 6 of those, 2 of these.
Yeah. You're
so
like,
then when our table looked like it was for 4 people.
Yeah. Like somebody was coming, someone's still coming to the table to sit down.
Yo, if you just happen to walk by our table and see how much food we had, it was almost like we're waiting on more friends to come.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
It felt like we had to say, when they kept calling my name to pick up our order, because it was like multiple plates, I felt like I had to say, like, we have more people coming.
Yeah, I think our friend Lucas is still, yeah, I think they're on the way, right? Yep, yep. No, but okay, so the quesadilla was really good, and it was just like a straight up cheese quesadilla.
No, and it was like stuffed with cheese.
Yeah, no, it was good. I liked
their hot sauces were really good.
The hot sauce was really good.
It was
quesadilla was good. The tacos, why don't I now remember the tacos?
The tacos, the beef one was like pulled beef.
Yeah, that one.
I'm sorry. You do not have a steak taco where it's not like a grilled steak.
Yeah, it was interesting. That one was interesting. And then out of nowhere, what? The lights go off. Everything shuts down in the middle of like a fully busy restaurant, I would say.
Yeah, like someone was in the bathroom.
It's pitch black. Like I couldn't see Alia.
Yeah, actually, it was so dark.
And no, but I mean, well, I couldn't see you, but it wasn't like pitch black. You could still see something. Because I remember I kept eating.
Well, I also remember the guys kept cooking in the kitchen. It was so funny. Yo, and this guy kept calling out orders.
Yo, imagine you're in a restaurant and it's just black. Like, obviously, something is wrong.
Yeah.
The guy is like, Alexandra?
It was like, Lucia?
I'm like, damn.
And the person wasn't coming to get their order. So that guy kept saying, Lucia. Yeah,
it was so, yo, the business got to keep going, yo.
Oh, that was funny.
The cooks was like, yo, I don't care if we got lights or not, I'm going to keep cooking.
Yeah, because I feel like they had gas or something.
It was so funny.
Oh, it was still working. But yeah. Okay, we have to talk about how we went to.
And then the lights came back on and everybody clapped.
Oh, yeah. Kind of like when the plane lands. I feel like I want to clap when the plane lands because these days,
no, people don't do it.
You don't know.
There's always one random person who does it that's like stuck in the past. You hear,
well,
like,
I always look around and I'm like,
nah, you, there's always one person that has to initiate it. But then if like after the third clap, if people don't join in, you might as well just let it go.
Yeah. Yo, that's so awkward if you start clapping and like nobody does.
I mean, also too, like why you want me to clap? You got to do your job.
Well, no, it's not. I want to clap because like,
it's like, oh, thank God.
I was
God.
So
thank
nervous. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. When we landed in, we'll talk about that on the next episode.
Landed where?
In Copenhagen. That shit was not fun.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
But I wanted to talk about Qashqaish.
Qashqaish.
Okay, which.
Shout out to Qashqaish. If you live in Qashqaish, we love you. But
like,
I didn't know
anyone,
how to say that
does
shit.
Anyone
I didn't know how to pronounce this shit. I was like, Qashqaishi.
Well, at first, I just feel like it's the right assumption to think it's Qashqaish because there's no accent on the S. It's like in most languages, the S is like it's not a sh sound. Like if you want sh, you add an H or you add an accent on it or something. So I said Qashqaish like so many times in my video. And then it wasn't until we actually arrived in Qashqaish.
Yeah.
That I was like, let me Google this shit.
Yeah.
And then I realized it was Qashqaish.
Very beautiful. So nice. Like, I would live there.
In Qashqaish?
Yeah. I would live.
I feel like it's a very small city, if you didn't even call it that. Town. Yeah,
no, I would live
and there. And also very like touristy. I would not live there.
I would live there just for the beach vibes. Maybe not forever. Maybe
I
not.
I think there's plenty of other places that you can live.
No,
that
I'm
you're,
saying,
like,
I'm not talking about you, babe. I'm not talking about us as a couple. If I was single, I would live there. That's it.
Okay.
You're like, no, you wouldn't. You would not live there, Yoni.
But yeah, no, Kashgar was beautiful. I loved seeing all the like young boys just like playing soccer. No. I loved looking at the young boys.
I loved seeing all the young boys at the beach playing. That's what you're saying.
Well, no, I'm saying like it was really cool to like just see.
No, yeah, it was
like nice. It was so many like young kids. Okay, it wasn't just boys, but it was mostly boys that were just like throwing the ball around, you know, very much how you like see it on like the Brazilian beaches.
No, yeah, exactly. Like the beach in Rio.
Yeah, it's like you always see, and they were doing that like constantly, which at one point they were getting so close to where we were sitting. I was like, bro, like the ball kept like coming onto our blanket. And I was just like, okay, this is happening like for the third time. So that's a sign for you to move over.
I think it's a whole thing of like, we're so good that we can be right next to you. You don't have to worry, girl.
Oh, well, we did.
And I mean, the worst part about that is like if let's say we were sitting on the right, if you go to the left, they had like a lot of space.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
there was
easily,
no reason for them to be this close.
They could have scooched for sure.
But it was
sure.
So nice. Like I can just close my eyes and just relive that moment. If you want to see that moment, go to Alia's YouTube latest video and you will see that moment.
Well, actually, no. That video is being posted tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Well, tomorrow then you're going to see that moment.
Yeah.
And then if you see it and you listen to the podcast, put it in the comments that...
You listen to the pod.
Yeah. I'm always trying to connect something.
You do. I was just going to say that I want to get... As I was like, I was editing that video and I was also editing like the next video when I was at the retreat. I also went to the beach like a few times. And I just really want to get in more beach time. Like, I know we went to Coney Island.
Oh, were you talking about Qashqai's? And then you're talking about Coney Island. I'm just like, what are we talking about right now?
Hey, don't hate on Coney Island because we had so much fun. We had a good time.
It's like we make it work. We make the best out of what we can with this.
Of course, that's part of life.
I mean,
like,
that's really the only thing we can do.
Yeah, exactly. And also, like, I wouldn't hate on it.
I'm not hating on it. It's nice.
The fact that we
not...
can like live in New York City and like take a 40-minute subway and get to the beach, where there isn't trash, the sand is soft, the food is relatively good, and you can lay there and hang out. And if you want to, get in the water and get out, you know?
Yeah. I got us a sunshine margarita. It was so hot.
Yeah, it was very hot.
And then we got...
I didn't know. Listen, Aperol. So this was a setup, right?
Alia, tell us the story.
Well, no, I was going to say, like, Oh, okay. You made it seem as if I'm, like, interrupting.
Oh, no, you have the floor.
Okay. I wanted to say that, like, we had already been at the beach for maybe, like, 2 hours at this point. 3 hours.
Probably three.
Yeah. I think if I reference my video correctly, we had arrived there around like noon, one, and then it was 4 o'clock when you came. Cause Yoni kept like leaving. He kept leaving me to go on walks.
I was taking photos.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. So I'm not even talking shit.
I was talking to people. I was playing soccer with some random ass people.
Nah, you weren't.
Nah, because I feel like they were really good friends and I couldn't like join.
You didn't want to be that guy that is like, hey guys, can I play with you?
No, honestly, I wanted to join some guys, but they seemed like they all knew each other. And that was the first time I was like, damn, can I join these guys?
I also think everyone was really young.
Yeah, so I didn't. I was just watching.
Yeah.
It was cool. But yeah, I kept leaving Alia.
Yeah, and I was, but it's fine because I was there just to like lay out, be in the sun.
She brought her book. I never brought a book to the beach.
You did in Coney Island.
That was my first time ever.
And last time, huh?
And I read one page.
True. But yeah, I was just reading. I was enjoying my time. But like over time, it got so, so hot. And we had water, but that shit is hot at this point because it's been sitting in the sun too.
And I was just like, oh my God, but like I couldn't leave because like all of our cameras were there and I didn't like, well, where was I going to go, you know, because like to actually go get like something to drink, it was, I didn't know it was like so close, right?
Yeah. What, wait, but we packed some, oh, we had a Guaraná.
We had a Guaraná. You only love saying Guaraná.
Well, because I finally know how to say it because I used to say Guaraña.
Yeah, you did say Guaraña.
Oh my God, what was I thinking?
We did have a Guaraná, but it also sat in the water, it sat in the sun, and it was hot too. Like, I don't want to drink no hot beverage right now.
You don't want to drink a hot Guaraná?
Oh my God. So,
we should name this episode Guaraná.
When I was laying on this in the sun, it's like, you know, when you get to that point after you've been at the beach for a minute where you're like, okay, this is like kind of not fun anymore. Like, I'm just uncomfortable. There's sand everywhere. I'm hot. I'm sweating. Like, the sand is stuck on me. And then Yoni shows up with an Aperol spritz in hand. And you guys, the genuine happiness, because it was just perfect. It was like, have you ever just wanted something, but you didn't even know what you wanted, but you just know there's something you would want that would make you feel so much better than you feel now?
And the funny thing is, I didn't know you felt that to that extent.
No. Like, you were just thinking like, oh, it's probably like, it's hot. Like, yeah. It would be a good idea and it would be fun to like get a drink.
You guys, when I was walking up to Alia and she turned around, your face said all that.
I feel like you read my mind and I didn't even know that I was thinking that. You know what I mean? And the moment I saw it, I was just like, oh my God, it was amazing. It was the best Aperol Spritz, I think, of my life.
You looked at me as if I was an angel coming from
yeah,
the sky.
Yeah, exactly.
With the Aperol Spritz.
Oh, you're the Aperol angel.
Yeah, no, it was so good. We ended up having another one. That shit was kind of strong,
yo,
too, right?
So, yeah, we had one. That one I kind of drank it just because I was thirsty. Even though it was full-on alcohol.
Drinking an Aperol... Like, water is crazy.
It is crazy. But it's, like, it's not strong, you know? So you can easily drink that shit quick. And after that, we were just kind of sitting. We hadn't had anything except breakfast. And breakfast was, like, a minute ago.
Breakfast was several hours ago.
Exactly. So we're sitting in the sun, probably dehydrated. Now just had an Aperol on slight empty stomach, right?
Yeah, the first one went like water.
Exactly. And I wasn't thinking anything, you know? So then we kind of hang out for a little bit. Yoni hangs out with me. Then he's like, you know what? I think I'm going to go on another walk.
Yeah.
And this is when we were like, should we stay, continue to stay, or should we leave? And I think we said we're going to stay for another hour, you know, because it was just such good vibes.
It was, yeah. I and think now, like the drinks brought the energy back up.
Exactly. And it was like, even though I had been hot, because I think I went after I had that drink, I went in for a dip and then I came back from the water. So I was like cooled off and then like the sun wasn't as strong anymore. And it was just perfect temperature, just chill.
Did you like the other drink? The sunrise.
No, I
margarita.
Didn't like that. That
he was like,
sweet.
Do you want a regular margarita or do you want a sunrise margarita? I was just like, ooh, give me that sunrise. I
yeah.
don't know, it just sounded good.
It was sweet. It was too much.
It was good. I should have got two Aperols from the beginning.
Yeah, you should have gotten two Aperols. You can never go wrong with an Aperol.
Yeah.
Anyways, and then.
So I go on another walk.
Yoni goes on another walk. But before he goes, I'm like, babe, can you get me another Aperol? So I'm not feeling anything at this point, but Yoni brings me the other Aperol. And then he leaves. So I'm just like drinking that second Aperol all by myself, sitting in the sun, still haven't eaten anything, just laying there.
Stomach and just straight Aperol.
And I'm just sipping it because it tastes good. Like I'm forgetting, and it's hot, and I'm just like forgetting that it has alcohol in it. I'm just drinking it like it's juice. You know,
what's the juice?
I'm reading my book, whatever. And then I just start feeling the alcohol like hit me.
That's before I came, right?
Yeah.
Because when I came, okay, go ahead.
Because I was struggling to read. I was like trying to read and I was like, damn, why am I like having a hard time like processing what I'm reading?
You keep rereading the same
exactly.
Line.
Like I kept going back. I kept going back. And yeah, this kind of happens to me quite often, like especially in the summer, because I won't realize. I think I like drink a little bit more in the summer than in the winter, just because it's like, you know, you go outside, you sit on a terrace or on a patio, you get a little wine. And somehow it happens like I often drink without realizing I haven't eaten anything like right before. So then like I have a couple sips of wine and I'll be feeling that shit in my head.
Yeah.
It's not good.
At what point did I come back? Because when I came back, you told me like, babe, I think I'm kind of drunk.
I don't remember.
It wasn't bad. You were like tipsy. You weren't like out of control, you know?
No, of course not. No, I was just like, I was just like a little bit more prone to falling over.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then we left. You know, we were there until like, I think 5-ish, 5:30 maybe. And then we took the train.
It was such a nice train ride too.
Yeah, it was.
Everything was so perfect. Like I can't, like I want to go back.
And it was just so nice that we were so like relaxed and
it really felt like some vacation shit.
It felt like some vacation shit. Like I wasn't like, oh, I gotta film. Like I filmed what I filmed, but something about, I don't know what
even the filming felt chill. Like it didn't feel like you were just like filming what we were doing.
I somehow just made peace with like something inside of my mind, and I didn't stress out about like making sure that I get the best video and the best shot and the best this. Like I still did. Without stressing out about it.
I still dead.
No, I'm just saying, like, previously, like, when we went to Japan, I felt like I was so stressed about, you know, it was like, oh, we're in Japan, we're in Tokyo, we're in Kyoto, we gotta get,
like it felt like you had to perform. Like,
yeah,
you
had to, I had to capture.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, people DM'd me saying, like, can't wait to see Tokyo through your eyes. I'm like, fuck, that's, like, pressure.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. But that's about it. I don't know. Oh,
don't forget.
Last but not least.
People listening like, yo, what about the meetup, y'all? I mean, this is like a whole story on its own because what happened?
Was on the last day we decided that we were going to do a meetup.
It wasn't on the last day. It wasn't on the last day. The meetup was going to be on the last day, but we didn't decide on the last day because we gave people a heads up.
No. I just said we decided that on the last day we were going to do a meetup.
Oh, okay. I thought you said we woke up on the last day and decided to do a meetup.
No.
Where we were eating, walking around. Our timing was off a little bit.
We were walking through Alfama, the neighborhood.
Shout out to Alfama. Honestly.
And it was very beautiful, very good vibes. And we went to this market, like a flea market. We were kind of walking around there a little bit, buying some like random little shit that said like Barcelona on it. I mean, sorry, Portugal.
Yeah, don't disrespect the episode. Lisbon. I got a cheap ass ring that's by now it's already brown.
Yeah, you always buy these like cheap flea market rings that will turn green.
Because in the moment, I'm just like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah.
So the timing, it wasn't even that like the timing was wrong.
I feel like sometimes I just can't tell how much time is needed for things.
Yeah, clearly. I know that part.
And I really wanted to eat before we went to the meetup because I knew for a fact that we were probably going to miss our reservation that we had, which I'm still kind of sad about it because that restaurant was supposed to be really good, that we made at 8.
Uh-huh.
The meetup was at 5.
6.
It was at 5.
Oh, it was 5. Right.
And we arrived at 6.
Yo, listen, if you're listening to this, the thing that kept going through my mind, let's talk about what happened. So Alia wanted to eat.
I'm
thinking like, Alia, we're going to be late. We should leave. She's like, no, I want to eat. I was like, babe, we're going to be late. I have to eat. Okay, cool. So we ate.
We go to this restaurant. It's the restaurant where they kept not checking on us.
Exactly. And also, I'm not even trying to eat.
Yeah.
Mind was on some like, I hope we make it there on time. Da da da.
Okay. Meanwhile, my phone is dying. I have like 5%.
Okay.
This is significant for later in the story, right? So we're eating. We finally ordered. At this point, I don't know what time it is.
It's like we wasted a lot of time.
We wasted a lot of time waiting for them to come to just order what we wanted.
And then when she finally comes, she's like, oh, are you guys ready to order? I'm like, we've been ready.
Damn, don't call her.
No, sorry. I don't mean that. But in my head, I was like, yo, we got shit to do.
So we order. And thankfully, the food comes out quite quick. And we're eating. Yoni's not really eating. He's just kind of eating whatever I give him. I'm like feeding him, spoon feeding him this octopus salad that was amazing. Good thing the food actually tasted good. And then...
Yeah, except the fish.
By the time... Oh, yeah. And then I got these like grilled sardines. And then, of course, like I didn't think about it, but they were full of bones.
People said that you eat the bones.
Yeah, I'm not...
Someone told me you eat the bones.
I feel like you eat the bones if you've eaten the bones your entire life. Like, I'm not Portuguese. I didn't grow up there.
Not the big one.
The spine.
Yeah, you don't eat the spine.
But like the tiny ones that I was picking out.
Yeah.
Nah, it's too much. Anyway, so then we leave, we pay, and now
We're like, okay, we either Uber home or walk home. The walk home was like 20 minutes. And we're like, okay, let's Uber. The problem is that where we were, you can't call the Uber from there. So we're like, okay, we got to walk a little bit outside of the street that we're on to more of a main street to get an Uber. The next problem is my phone is dying and I probably can't. I have like 3% at this point, mm-hmm. so I can't call an Uber.
But what about Yoni's?
Yoni can't call an Uber because his phone, his credit card, debit card, whatever bank card was being a little shit and wasn't working for some reason.
Yeah.
And you just kept forgetting to like call the bank to figure this shit out because it kept getting declined.
Yeah.
So we couldn't use your Uber to go. So we're like, okay, we got to go home. So we start walking home, 20 minutes. We get home. We're like, okay, we have a little bit of time because our plan was to Uber from our Airbnb to Estela Park, which was supposed to be only a 20-minute Uber ride too.
Yeah, 20-minute Uber ride. We're looking at that. Okay, so technically, even after all the eating and me thinking we'll be late, we were still good.
We were still good to like, we still had time. We calculated that we're going to go home. By the time we got home, we were like, okay, we can both shower and rinse off because mm-hmm. we were so sweaty. We had been like speed walking.
We did not want to go to the meetup sweaty.
Yeah. So we were like, okay, we have time to take a shower each, change our clothes, maybe drink some water, and then order the Uber and go to the park and timing, get there at 5.
Timing was perfectly planned.
Yeah.
So
we do all that. And then we look at how long a drive would be, or no, how long the Uber would be. And it said we were going to get there at 5:30.
Yo.
We're like, how the hell is it going to be 5:30? Then I go on Google Maps to see like just how long it would take to drive there. It said 40 minutes. I'm like, how did it go from 20 to 40 in like the span of 1 hour?
Yeah. I have no idea. I think it's because they were working a lot and they had to. It's not like a straight line. Like,
it was the streets were closed for like a festival.
Oh, right. Because June is like a festive month in Portugal. Yeah. So there's a lot of shit happening.
And it was like that day, because I think that was like on a Friday.
Yeah.
And it was that Friday that was like the beginning of the weekend that starting at a certain time, it was like the streets were closing. And of course, like the area that we were staying in was like the area where all those main streets were like closed and there was like a lot of traffic. Yeah.
Sure, it was so
we
bad.
Spent 20 minutes just getting out of our little neighborhood eventually. So before we were like, okay, now we can't take the car. Let's take the bus. The bus was supposed to get there like so fast. We're going downstairs and I was like, okay, let's go take the bus. Where's the bus station? Oh, it's right here. Okay, the bus is coming in 1 minute. So we're like running to the bus.
Yeah, and I'm thinking this is going to be perfect.
Yeah.
Because we still could have been on time because the bus was, I mean, at that point we realized we were going to be late, but not that late.
Yeah. We were like, oh, the bus says like it's going to be here at like 5:09. I think it was then. And if we take this bus, we're going to arrive at like 5:25 or something like that. I don't know.
And I hate the feeling I was feeling in my body at that point, you guys. I'm telling you, if you were at the meetup, I just want you to know, this is like the last thing I respect. Like, you know, this is what's going through my mind, right? They're going to think that we don't take their time seriously.
Yeah.
They think that we're just going to act like some, you know, like not respecting anybody's time. So disrespectful. And we are not these people at all.
No.
But imagine you go to a meetup and then it's just like, because I put it in the little group chat that we had.
That we're running late.
Yeah, that we're running late.
At first, he was like 10, 15.
Yeah, 10, 15. I would have felt bad about that.
Yeah.
I felt so bad. And then people respond, okay, cool, we're here. People are still coming. And I felt so grateful that people were so patient and chill about it. But then it was just like, at that point, we didn't even get into the Uber. I thought, when I said 10:15 is when I was sure that was going to be the time that we're going to get there.
Yeah.
With the calculation that we made.
Yeah. So basically what happened is we're waiting for this bus to come and it's just not coming. At first, there was this little like screen that it says like bus coming in 1 minute and then like less than a minute, whatever. And then the screen just like turns into like this line and there's just, this is nothing on
it. I remember looking around, just, I just wanted to see a bus.
There was no bus. no buses at all coming.
I'm like,
and we are waiting there for a little bit. We're waiting for there for a little bit. Then we're like, okay, fuck. We can't take the bus. We got to take an Uber. We order an Uber. Ten minutes away. And then after it's 10 minutes away, then it's another 30 minutes just to get to the park. So there's 40 minutes right there. And we're already, like, it's already been 5. Yeah. At this point, it's like 5:20.
Right.
And we're the meetup is at 5, guys.
The meetup is at 5. So we're looking at the time, like, you know how the Uber just tells you what time you're going to get there? And you see that number and it says, like,
5:45.
5:53. I was like, oh, my God. I felt so bad, and you guys. So once again, even though, like, you know, everybody understood and stuff like that, I'm just going to apologize for the both of us again.
Yeah. No, guys.
We did not want to do this shit. You know, it was just bad.
It was like the perfect storm, honestly.
But it's also because we didn't know. If you know and you live there, you know this is not how you're going to calculate this time.
Yeah.
But we just didn't know. We were just like, okay, cool. 20 minutes.
And it said that it was going to be a 20-minute drive. I'm thinking, like, I'm not thinking anything other than it's going to be 20 minutes.
Exactly.
Oh, so then we felt like, we also felt so, like, helpless.
I know.
And just knowing the fact that there's people like waiting on you, and this isn't like a restaurant reservation. This is like people that like came to see you.
Yeah.
It's so, I felt so terrible. And we just felt so like, okay, now, okay, let's try to, while we're waiting for this Uber, let's see if we maybe can get a taxi, because there was so many taxis like coming and we kept asking them and they're like, oh no, I'm waiting for Rachel or something, you know?
I was just, hey, there was a point where I just started to talk to any car that was coming by.
Yeah.
Like all the Ubers that were lining up, I was like, maybe we can just get in one of these. Yo, excuse me, can we get an Uber? Christina? No, sorry.
Christina?
Like
no.
They were waiting for people, obviously, but I was so like, helpless that I was just talking to any car.
Yeah, I feel like we probably looked crazy.
But then there was a car that came and it was
a regular taxi.
And we were finally able to get in, right? And then I was just like, hey,
are you available?
This is the address. I showed him the phone. This is where we're going. He's like, okay, cool, no problem. Then Ali is like, wait, can we do credit card? And then
he's
guy's like,
no, cash only.
Cash only. I don't even think I said anything. I just got out.
Yeah. We did not have cash at all, especially who knows how much that was going to be.
And then, too, looking for ATM, like, where everything.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Fuck, that makes me, like, so mad. So we get out. We throw around some swear words and all that. And then our Uber finally arrives, you know? It's been 10 minutes.
We got in the other taxi while the other Uber was still coming. So we had to just, like, back up.
Yeah, and the Uber took longer than 10 minutes. Took more like 15 minutes because the traffic was just insane.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And then we finally got in the car, and then we were in the car for like 30 minutes and we arrive at the park.
I almost wanted to tell the guy, like, yo, can we just run through every red light and I'll just pay the ticket?
No,
like,
but it wasn't even that. It was just like, I don't even know how you say it in English, but it was like car to car.
Yeah, the whole time the car, you know how when you're like rushing somewhere, but then you're just, there's no car moving. It's not even about like you're far away and you're just late.
Yeah.
It's like you can't go faster.
Yeah, no, there's cars in front of you.
Yeah.
Just like standing.
So we get to the park anyways. We get to the park and then we walk in.
And I really thought it was going to be maybe like 5 people or something like that. But you guys, I did not expect.
Well, we said hello to
two girls.
Yeah, two girls first. We saw like they got up as soon as we got to.
And I feel like I was so frazzled coming out of the car. Like I, not that I forgot why we were there, but like I also thought that people were going to be like sitting at the cafe, because we set up the meeting spot as Banana Cafe.
Shout out to Banana Cafe, y'all. Which, if you know, you know.
Which is a cafe that's like at the entrance of the park.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking like, okay, we're going to walk to the cafe and then whoever's here, like they're probably sitting together. They probably are like, oh, are you here for the meetup? Oh, yeah, me too. Oh, okay. And then they like started talking. That's what I was expecting to walk into. But then we walk in.
We say hi to the two girls. I forgot your name, you guys, but you know who you are. You know, they get up, they walk towards us. And I'm just like, okay, cool. Let's just talk to who is here. So we're both kind of interacting with them.
Yeah.
As we're talking to them, I'm looking at them.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not looking around the park.
But then I see like someone else sort of like inching closer to us and like really purposely looking at us.
You guys, I look up any, it felt like the park was like almost coming towards you.
Well, okay, it wasn't right away. It was like, first it was like, okay, there was one more person.
Yeah.
Then it was like two more. Then from like from another angle, there's like three more. And then we like are kind of making our way into the park, and we're kind of just like meeting more and more and more people.
Yeah, we're just walking with everybody. It was a whole gang.
And then it ended up being that we were kind of like in the center of a circle of like 40 people. It was crazy.
No, it was amazing. Like, it's not a complaint.
No. I'm not complaining.
Oh, okay. Because you say we were in the middle of. I'm just like, no. This is exactly what happened. But It felt like because this never happened. We never met this many people like in person.
There's
at
no
once.
Other like. There's no other instance in like a person's life where they're gonna go somewhere where they don't know how many people they're about to meet up with.
Yeah.
Like how many people. Let's say you go on a blind date, you don't expect to see 60 of them, right? It's like one. Yeah. But here, it's like, we didn't know how many people it was going to be. And I really just didn't expect it to be like so many. And then the next thing was like, okay, where are we going to go with all these people?
All right, where are we going to go?
And we were going to go, like, we said, because we were late, we apologized, we were so sorry. We're like, okay, we got to get some drinks.
Yeah.
So we went to Banana Cafe.
We went to Banana Cafe.
And everybody just follows us inside this cafe that nobody was in. The people working there were looking at us like, what the fuck is this?
What? You know when you work at a coffee shop and you see a big group kind of like close to your window? Like if you work at a coffee shop, you know that you don't want them to come in. Yeah. You don't want them to come
you
in.
You don't.
So that was them probably. And it was like 40, I feel like.
No,
you know?
It was definitely like total 40 people with us.
Yeah. And my suggestion was, let's just get, to make up for being late, let's just get everybody lemonades. Alia's like, but what if someone doesn't want lemonade?
I was like, why doesn't everyone just order their drink and then we'll pay at the end?
I was like, Alia, are you crazy? Not because of any other reason, but just like, they already got to make 50 drinks.
I didn't think about it.
Yeah, clearly. I was just like, lemonades for everybody, please. And that's it. I was like, is everybody cool with lemonades? Everybody was like, yeah, that's cool. You know, like nobody's going to be like, no, I actually want like an iced matcha latte. Like, that would be so crazy. The fact that you wanted to order like.
And then
all
you have to like
drinks,
figure out whose drink is whose.
The hell?
Yo, I was frazzled. I couldn't think straight.
Yeah, no. It was so funny. But we got the drinks, and then I never been to this park, so I was just asking people, like, yo, what's a good spot to go see
There was
that?
People that had lived in Lisbon and are from there that had never been to that park either.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I thought we were going to be able to sit at the cafe, because there's still, like, some chairs outside and tables, but we...
Would have taken over.
Huh?
We would have taken over
Yeah,
the
no,
cafe.
But there's also not enough seats. Like well, people that were sitting there...
We could have rearranged, I think, but still.
No. I looked. You were frazzled, so this is my part.
I was seeing shit.
Yeah, you were seeing more tables. Like,
so we decided to go find a nice grassy area. And while we're doing this, like, I just didn't know what. Like, I was like, do I talk to the people? Like, who do I talk to? I just really didn't expect it to be so many people. So I was in the moment trying to figure out, like, how are we going to navigate this whole thing?
And this is also someone you've never met before, you know?
Yeah.
But me, I felt like I was, like, right into it. Like, I was, like, walking. I was talking to this person. So, like, where you from? Oh, thanks for coming. And then, oh, where you from? Like, I recognize some people that I would talk to.
Yeah. You're more active on the like, what's the juice, like, channels and stuff, so you just like recognize people.
Yeah, no, I definitely did. Oh, shout out to Maria. That's the first person I recognized.
Yeah,
because that's who I
and
I guess.
She also came all the way from Porto.
Oh yes,
which is crazy.
Yeah,
and
we
like,
appreciate you
wow
so much, because we really did, like, we had a lot of back and forth on a personal channel, the WTJ channel, you know. So I was so happy to see her there, that she made it. And she brought her friend with her too.
Yeah.
Know? Shout out to your friend. You know, she was like, yo, she told me, like, I asked my friend if she wants to do a day trip to Lisbon, you know. She probably, her friend probably don't even listen to the podcast. She's
yeah.
Like, oh, okay, I'll come with you. Yeah. That's a friend you want to have, you guys, okay?
Yeah.
That's, you need a friend like that.
Because if you don't know, that train ride is like 3-4 hours.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, something like that. But it was so cool to see everybody. I got to know, like, I think we talked to everybody.
Yeah, we got to talk to everyone. At first, I was like,
we all sat in a circle. We're just talking. And I didn't want anybody to feel like they weren't being talked to. But at the same time, it was like, since there was only two of us and there was so many more people.
You can only talk to one person at a time.
Yeah, you can only talk like so much.
Yeah.
But it was also helpful that there's, you know, two of us.
Yeah.
So then you can kind of like talk to half the people. I can talk to half the people.
I was jumping around. I was just, it was good.
You know? It was a great time. I felt like, wow, like why haven't we, sorry, I shouldn't say we. Why haven't I done this before? Because Yoni's been pressing me to do like meetups, but I just always felt like nobody's going to come or it's going to be awkward.
I did one in Antwerp last year.
Yeah.
7-8 people came. And if you listen to this, shout out to you. I appreciate you for hanging out. That night, I will never forget. Lisbon night, I will never forget.
Yeah.
You know, Copenhagen, I'll never forget. Like, those are just moments that...
It was amazing.
Even 20 years from now, I'm just going to be like, babe, remember when we did the meetup in Lisbon? Like, I'm just going to remember that. So, thank you guys for coming, for listening to the podcast, making time out of your day to just come and just hang out with these people from the internet that you just listen to. And
it was so special, you know, like... After we sat, like when once people started to like leave and like trickle out, like once one person leaves, then you like, you know, you go talk to them and you kind of get to have like that one on one, which for me, that was like the most impactful because I got to talk to every single person. And
because they tell you like more background, you know, like,
yeah,
they tell
exactly.
You, okay, I started listening at this point and this is what, you know, they give you
like
my
favorite time to listen or like this one was one of my favorite videos that you made.
Or like I always listen to the to the pod if I'm, you know, walking my dog or doing dishes or working out. It was just so cool to hear all these different stories. There was no story that was similar.
Yeah.
And we're just so grateful. Like, you thought that you guys were happy to see us. We were happy to see you guys.
I was in awe. Like, I didn't know what to do.
yeah. Truly. It was
so
really, really cool.
More meetups to come. I feel like this would just become a tradition wherever we travel together. We're just probably gonna do a meetup there.
Yeah.
Because they're just way more chill than I expected. I don't know why.
I knew that shit from the beginning.
I also felt like if we do a meetup, we gotta like prepare. We gotta like do something. I don't know.
You don't have to prepare a speech?
I don't know.
It was cool. We took a group photo with everyone and...
Yeah, it was amazing.
It was amazing. I don't know what happened to the cups because I thought that these cups were supposed to go back to the banana cafe.
Yeah.
But I guess like it was okay to just throw them out.
Oh, yeah.
Because at some point I was just like, oh shit, like where are the cups? This is the cups from the restaurant.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean...
Honestly, I kind of blacked out.
Yeah, you blacked out for sure.
There was so much going on. But yeah, you guys, that is about it for this episode.
Yeah, that's about it. Honestly, if you want to see the group chat, if you want to see the group photo, go on our Instagram. We posted it. Shout out to all the beautiful people that came with their... Someone came with their kid.
Yeah, oh my God. Shout out to the baby that was there. It was so cute.
Shout out to the WTJ baby. Oh my God, that was so cute.
So cute. And shout out to the friends that just tagged along. Shout out to the boyfriends that tagged along. We had a few boyfriends there.
Yeah, shout out to the boyfriends who were just like, yo, I'm just here for, you know. But then we got to, you know, got to talk to them and... It was just really cool.
Yeah.
It was really, really cool. And we really appreciate you. And who knows, one day, like, we might be back in Lisbon. But if we're going back to Portugal, it's going to be Porto. Okay?
I mean, not just. I feel like I would want to go back to Lisbon, but we definitely should plan Porto. To go to Porto,
yeah.
too.
Thanks to everybody for that's in Porto that wasn't able to make it to Lisbon. We understand. We will make it there.
Okay? Yeah.
So if you're listening from Porto, just know that day will come. Because there's a lot of like listeners from out there too.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You laughed because how I like broke down my words, right?
Yeah. Like, why are you talking like that?
I don't know.
Okay, you guys, we got to close out because this episode is long as hell. And yeah. I have to go. I'm meeting up with a friend to go for a walk. So.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah.
That's what you're doing right now.
Yeah.
About to go on a walk.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is about to be 7 p.m. So.
Okay.
It is about to be 19 o'clock.
19 o'clock.
19 hour? How would you say that? Hour 19?
I don't know. I think it's weird. Like, nobody.
It is about to be 19 o'clock.
Just say 9, 7, 8.
Yeah.
If you listen to the episode and you got to the very end, I don't know if you broke it down into like multiple days. I don't know if you listen to this while you were driving to work. I don't know if you listen to this while cooking. I mean, if you listen to this while cooking, that dish better be fired because this is an hour and a half.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Love you so, so, so much.
What's the word? Like, what are we putting at the end of the episode?
Oh, if you listen, yeah, comment.
Honestly, banana cafe.
Yeah.
If you got to the end, banana cafe.
Why say it with an accent?
I feel like that's what
you banana cafe.
Yeah. That's how we'll know. Okay, if you're listening on Spotify, obviously give us your thoughts on the episode because we do want to know more than banana cafe.
Yeah.
But
also comment banana cafe so we know you listen all the way through.
Yeah.
And with that said, y'all, we will see you back next week.
And we're doing a Copenhagen episode.
We're doing a Copenhagen episode.
Well, actually, between Copenhagen, I went to Belgium. I was in Antwerp. I was just hanging out with family. That was just kind of like off work type thing. It was great to see my family and stuff like that and my friends.
You want to talk about it right now?
Shout out to Leroy Jr. and Renato. Got to hang out with my guys.
Okay.
And
we were just saying bye and now you're talking about some other shit.
Yeah, and then I filmed a great POV video in Antwerp as well too. I don't know if it's actually going to be that good, but each place we went, there's going to be a new video from. So be on the lookout for that. Okay, and that's it. Ali has checked out. If you guys didn't know, she already left.
No, I'm still here, but I am trying to leave though.
Okay. Bye, guys. We love you, and I'll see you next week.
Bye.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.